On May 1st and 2nd, we're celebrating Public Media Giving Days, a chance for you to show your love for WQED, the home of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Every contribution made to WQED on May 1st and 2nd will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000, thanks to WQED's Board of Directors. Plus, we'll send you a one-of-a-kind Mr. Rogers vinyl sticker so you can proudly display your love for WQED anywhere you'd like. Go to wqed.org/pmgd to donate now.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.
You're listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. Pittsburgh Performs, Chamber Music Pittsburgh, presents the A La Boire Ensemble in Regent Square at the Instituto Italiano. And the founder and executive director, Viviana Lattieri, is here. And the man in charge of the band, Anthony Taddeo, plays the drums and leads the group, creative force behind it. Okay, where should we start? We want everyone to come. The time is 7:30 on October 22nd, and you have a new CD out. What kind of a program can people expect when they come to hear you?
Yeah, we're extremely excited to be releasing this CD. It's been almost 2 years in the making, and we've been in Pittsburgh now before, and we are just excited to return. The audience last time was absolutely incredible, and we have grown very fond of Pittsburgh. So we just can't wait to share this. It's going to be I think it's going to feel honestly like one big party.
We're going to be
seriously celebrating the release of this album.
Oh, my goodness. Viviana, tell me about the Instituto and where it is so that people can easily find it. You're not far from D's Six Packs and Dogs in Regent Square.
That is correct. So I'm straight from Rome, Italy, and I've been in Pittsburgh now for, on and off, about 28 years after a $100 bet, that someone bet that I would never come here. And over the years, we created this beautiful place, Istituto Mondo Italiano, again, a house in the Wilkins School Community Center in Regent Square. And we have become the point of reference for anyone that enjoys the Italian language, culture, food. We have a variety of different events, culture events throughout the year. And that's how we... I met Anthony because we brought already A La Boire here at the Istituto Mondo Italiano in March of this year. And it's one of a kind performance. And I highly encourage anyone, Italian or not, to come and join the talent of Anthony and his band.
Anthony, you have performed a great deal already. I see on YouTube or someplace on the internet that there are some videos of the group performing if people want to check out what you do in advance of the concert. But you are a multi-talented instrumentalist. Tell me about your musical background and the set list, the pieces, the sounds that people are going to hear.
Yeah, so my background is I started playing the drums when I was 13. And before that, I did things like tap dancing and played piano. And so music has always been really central to kind of all my passions. And the study of this Italian folk music came because my father is from Italy. And so I've always had an invested interest in that culture and in my heritage. And when I was on my undergraduate degree at the New School in New York City, I was writing a paper on a global music, and I chose Italy, thinking that that would be easy to do. And what I found were these recordings from Alan Lomax that were done in 1954, and the sounds were so much more diverse and so much more interesting and exciting than anything I had ever heard before in regards to Italian folk music, that I knew then in 2010 that I wanted to do something to bring recognition to this music, but I didn't know what that would look like. And it didn't really come to fruition until I was getting my graduate degree at YSU, Youngstown State University, in composition. And I started writing a couple pieces, and my professor encouraged me, you should really consider making this into something more than just a couple pieces, because your voice in this is really strong, and it seems to connect with you personally in a really special way. And I've been a professional sideman for a long time, so I was very hesitant to say yes to that idea. But as I kept writing, it became easier and easier, and it just kind of flowed out. And And he was right. This has become a really beautiful connection to my musical self and my heritage. Two things that I care about very deeply that are really meeting for the first time in a really wonderful way. So this music is, you know, people say, what can we expect? I think what you can expect is the unexpected, because that's kind of the whole point of the project, is you don't know. If you think you know what Italian folk music is, you don't. You really don't.
And if I might add something, because Anthony and I have been now we have known each other for maybe a year and a half. I too, being from Italy, I had certain expectations of what he was going to propose. But when I went onto his website and I start clicking on the different audio clips and everything, I say, wow, this is a treasure that not only needs to be shared, but it's absolutely not what I was expecting. And it's a type of music that includes so many different instruments, that has so many influences also from other rhythms from the Mediterranean, other sounds from the Mediterranean, that if I, music lover but not an expert, would define, is going to be sounds and music that is going to make you feel at home in all the different shades and variations and sounds that Anthony will propose. And the vocalist also, Amanda, she's to die for. So as I said, it's, as Anthony said, it's hard to define and put it in a confined box, because your imagination is going to couple that sound experience you're going to go through and bring you to wherever level, to wherever world, for that hour and a half that we're going to have them. That's my two cents.
And you mentioned the musicians, the singers. Anthony, could you tell me who else will be performing with you? I understand Amanda Powell, who performs with Apollo's Fire, is going to be part of the concert.
Yeah, when I started putting the band together, she was without a doubt the first person that came to mind. She just has such a unique skill set and able to tell stories in songs, even when they're in other languages that people might not understand, which is kind of pivotal and vital in this group, because even Italians, Viviana can attest to this, because there's so much dialect used in these old songs, most Italians from Italy, unless they're from those very specific regions, don't understand the words in many of these songs. And so Amanda's just an amazing storyteller. And then we have some of the most talented jazz musicians in Northeast Ohio are a part of this group. Dan Bruce, who plays guitar and leads his own group called the Beta Collective. Clay Colley plays accordion and piano in the group. And he also got his degree in composition from Youngstown several years ago. Ian Kinneman plays bass, who is originally from Maryland, but has since moved to Cleveland. And he's a wonderful young talent. And then Tommy Lehman plays trumpet, exceptional, also plays flugelhorn, which is one of my favorite instruments of all time. I'm wondering if I'm forgetting anyone. I guess myself, but that's not as important as the other people.
Will there be any unusual instruments involved that might be unique to Italian culture? One of your videos, I noticed something you were doing, you opened with a mouth harp, which seemed like an unusual surprise. But You mentioned the accordion. Is there a concertina or any other special instrument that Italians would expect to hear?
A lot of the traditional instruments are being played by myself, because I have several different frame drums that they use traditionally in Italian folk music called I tamborelli. And they're basically just giant tambourines, some of them close to 20 inches in circumference. So they're pretty amazing, powerful instruments. And then, as you mentioned, the jaw harp or scacciapensieri is one that often surprises people. The other thing that's kind of fun, I think, that is an additional texture to the music is we use actually some of the field recordings from Alan Lomax are interwoven into a couple of our pieces. And I think that is kind of imperative, because people don't have a frame of reference for these tunes. It's not like, oh, wow, they arranged this Taylor Swift song and I love it so much. No, I mean, we're, you know, taking obscure songs already and then kind of in certain ways making them even more obscure, but I'm hoping more accessible as well. But anyway, so we have the field recordings in there for reference to give the listener some frame of reference of what we started with and what we're creating with this music. And ultimately, what I want with this group, what we want in this group is to, yes, we want to reach Italian. We want to reach Italian Americans that don't know about this music, but we want to reach anyone of any ethnic heritage and inspire them to dig into their roots, because that is some fertile ground for creative cultivation.
Will we hear Funiculi Funicula?
No.
No.
If I might just add two cents again to what Anthony was just indicating, I had both the ability to listen to this field recording, which the first time that I listened to that music, it's not always the most musical, because it's real field recording. It's not people in a recording studio, but they're really capturing, if you know, if it is a funeral lament or if it is someone in the fields and then, yes, we got a treat to get Anthony's CD. So I could see what he has done with some of the pieces. And it is just fantastic, because being in Pittsburgh, the city of bridges, what I feel that there is a huge, huge value in addition to the beautiful music is that Anthony has been able to really bridge the past, the present, because he's presenting this music to us and the future generation. And I think that's invaluable. From a perspective that goes, again, beyond the musical appreciation of the sounds that he has. I left a message on Anthony when I got his CD that I've been playing on loop. And every time I would listen to the song again, the CD, I was always connecting different things, picking up more elements. Some of them are indeed the language. And I'm just enamored with what his vision is and what he has been able to produce. So I personally would like to share that with the entire world as much as Anthony does.
So you have to forgive me. You're not going to hear the theme from The Godfather. No Morricone, no Santa Lucia, no O Sole Mio. None of those things are coming up.
That's right. And I think it's an important distinction, because the group isn't about trying to play music that everyone knows, right? The idea is that we're taking music that virtually nobody knows and trying to bring recognition to it, trying to establish and anchor Italian folk music in the conversation of notable world music, global music. And I know a lot of people ask those types of questions after the show. Why didn't you sing this song? Why didn't you sing that song? And it's like, well, because they're already known, because you know them already, because those are kind of already standard pieces in the Italian folk repertoire, and they're not really kind of shining light on what the mission and the overall statement of the group is.
Viviana, tell me more about the Instituto. You do all kinds of things. It's not just music, but teaching people how to speak Italian and lots more.
That is correct. So we have language classes for all levels, from the absolute beginners to the ones who are already fluent and want to keep up with their skills. Actually, just before coming on the radio, I was finishing up a class. We are the only certified institution by the University of Foreigners of Siena. So for those people applying for dual citizenship through marriage, there is a language exam. So we are the only institution that will prepare students and become a seat for this exam. But the fun thing that brings a lot of people are indeed our cooking classes. We're trying to build the skills in anyone to make some of the, what it could be, the more exemplary dishes, you know, the homemade pasta. But because I love to travel within Italy, and I feel that every region is a world on its own, after my explorations, I tried to bring unique recipes that were specific of a region that might not be as representative here in the United States or in Pittsburgh, because they didn't go through the migration flux that maybe Abruzzo, Calabria, and Sicilia went through. So this year we're dedicating our programming to the treasures of Sardinia, covering gold, the traditions of gold making, to weaving baskets, to the holy breads. And then we do community events. We don't have membership. Anyone can come to any of our events, whether it's a playing cards, playing Scopa, that's very popular. During the holiday, we actually set up the space to be a boutique, which is also available online 365 days a year, but with unique items from Italy, made by Italian artisans. A variety of different programming like the concert, or also collaborating with local nonprofit organizations to trying to spread the word of mouth about their beautiful programming, such as, for instance, the ongoing Idaspe production, the future opera productions. So we're trying to be also someone that shares what's going on in Pittsburgh that might have that little Italian flavor that allows us to kind of tag along.
Wonderful. Have you connected with WQED's Chris Fenimore yet?
Oh, he lives just up the street. And not only do we know each other and we have done things together, but also his daughter was visiting him a few years ago, and I've never met her. So she stops in with the child and she said, oh, I live in Rome. And she spoke beautiful Italian. I said, my dad just lives close by. I said, who is your dad? And that's how I found out that the Rome connection. So actually, Chris goes to Rome on a regular basis, usually to escape the winter, the Pittsburgh winter. So I know exactly the patisserie he goes to, the markets he likes to go to, where he gets his pizza, because I've then made the same connections going back to my hometown.
Great. Of course, he loves to do Italian recipes on the show, and good lasagna, good pasta is part of the QED Cooks program on Saturday mornings. Now, have you connected with all these Italian groups in Pittsburgh? There are a lot of people of Italian heritage here in Western Pennsylvania.
Yes, what is interesting is I think I've been around in the Pittsburgh area for long enough. We're talking about 20 years, despite, you know, even prior to opening Mondo Italiano. So we have a great working relationship again with the different groups that might be representative of certain regions or other organizations, because we are sharing the same goal, which is to promote Italian language and culture. So for me, it's an opportunity to maybe bring some of our students to their programming, or vice versa, because we put so much work and effort in creating a program that you want to guarantee the biggest audience possible. So if we are all collaborating, which I truly believe, big proponent of collaboration, we can do a better job serving the community overall.
Thank you so much for the great work that you are doing. I don't want to forget to mention that the concert will be pay as you wish. So it depends on how deeply you are feeling that day, but we're suggesting $15 or more. And did we give the specifics of how to find the concert? People think of Regent Square as being a congested area where the traffic is difficult. Where do we park and so forth?
That's actually a great advantage of the back street of Regent Square. So we are right, behind Braddock Avenue. So the actual street is Charleston Avenue, 7604 Charleston Avenue. It is the Wilkins School Community Center. So there is a parking lot in the back. There is plenty of free street parking. So I don't think there's going to be any issue finding where to park.
Terrific. And if I want to have an Italian meal nearby, how close am I to a good spot for pasta?
Well, we'll see if we can surprise our concert goers with some treats for the event. Otherwise, you can come to my house, I think, or Chris's. I think we're the closest bet in the Regent Square area.
Great. Anthony, anything else you want to share about this event? I think it's going to be spectacular. And Viviana, Anthony, what else could we say to get people to come?
I just can't stress how excited I am. I think this is just going to be a lot of fun. And the other good point to remember is that we also as a band like to have a lot of fun. It's just going to be a wonderful experience for everyone. And I think that you're gonna experience moments of great joy, some moments that are maybe a little sorrowful and pensive. And then there's gonna be moments that feel, like I just said, like a party. And we just cannot wait to get this music out into the world. We've been waiting on it, like I said, for almost 2 years, and we're just beyond excited. So you'll be feeling that excitement, I think, is what you're going to feel on the 22nd.
I would like to specifically thank Kristen Linfante, who has not been able to join us today, and Chamber Music of Pittsburgh, because without her taking the lead on how to make this return of La Boara possible to Pittsburgh, we wouldn't be here having this conversation. So thank you, Kristen. Grazie, Kristen. She's also a student of ours, and she's doing beautifully in her Italian class, but she's a vital part of this the Three Musketeers, or triumvirate, whatever you want to call it.
And you've reminded me, I forgot to ask the essential question. How did you choose the name Alla Boara? What does it mean?
That's a great question. Yeah, Alla Boara is a term that's used to describe a specific type of folk song that's used for field work. And in the Alan Lomax recordings, there was a song called Alla Boara, which is a call and response song. And it was the first song that I wrote for this group. And I liked the way that it sounded. That's what it comes down to. I wanted every aspect of the group to kind of point back to the music of the people, the folk music. There's so much made of Italy's classic music. You ask someone if they know who Andrea Bocelli is, they know, right? But I wanted this to point back to the music of the people, the lesser known music. So that was why.
I hope everybody leaves with your CD so that they can keep the mood going and have a safe trip to Pittsburgh. Enjoy the time here. All the best. Tutto bene. Tutto bella. Ciao, ciao. Great to be with you.
Thank you.
Ciao,
Jim.
Ciao.
Ciao, bella. Ciao.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.